Be under obligation to no one. The only obligation you have is to love one another. Some things are more easily said than done. We may often feel obliged to say the right thing to the right people, but have an unchanged and stubborn heart, which in all honesty, we know that we will not do what we say with our lips. My mother, I'm talking a lot about my past, aren't I? But my mother never made promises lightly and taught us to do the same. As she so rightly said, promises are like pie crusts. They're easily broken. But when we profess to be disciples of Jesus Christ, then we must look at every aspect of our lives from a different perspective than those who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. Our view is changed as we grow as children of God, just as our view of the world changed on our physical growing up from child to adult. When we were children, I can remember a snowfall, which I remember as being above my head. But in reality, it is remembered as a very heavy snowfall, but certainly not one of 5'4". And it's the same with so many things, things which look unmanageable when we're young, become manageable as adults. We have learnt. And of course, St. Paul recognised this in the very famous from Corinthians chapter 13. When I was a child, my speech, feelings and thinkings were all those of a child. Now that I am a man, I have no more use for childish ways. When we become men and women belonging to Christ, and being assured of our kinship with him, then everything is changed. We grow up. And because we trust in him, we're freed from so much worry and anxiety that those who have still not heard the good news haven't found life in all its fullness and in all its goodness that God wants for all he has created. We are transformed people by God's grace. He shows us unconditional love, and that's what we're supposed to show to everybody. We do not do this in our own strength. We could not do this in our own strength, but only in the power of the Spirit. We have been transformed into people who can be used by God to bring freedom to others, because he has freed us from the will to sin by forgiving us entirely at the moment when we accept him as Lord. We are a forgiven people, and we can forgive others. Yes, we confess every week those things which we do and say in thought, word and deed, not because we are still sinners, but because we still fall into sin by marring the image of Christ, which should always be seen in us. We're not sinners because Jesus gave his life on the cross to do away with sin, if we believe in him. Be under obligation to no one. The only obligation is to love one another. We have freedom to love because we are loved. We have a freedom and a duty to show this love. Just as Teresa of Avila wrote in her prayer, Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he is to look with compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good, and yours the hands with which he is to bless us now. In the first lesson today, we read that Ezekiel is called to be a watchman for the Lord, to be someone with a duty to protect others from harm. Someone who would have his eyes open and be unafraid to challenge those who would steal from the vulnerable while they were still sleeping. We too are called to be watchmen. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus' advice on conflict resolution in the church and how it can be resolved only through love. And how true it is, we are blind if we cannot see. Blind if we do not see what holds us back from loving others as we love ourselves. Blind if we cannot see the harm that is done by conflict, not just in the world, but in our own Christian communities. We are always called to love our neighbours, but sometimes we do not see in actuality that our neighbours are sitting next to us. How often conflict between our own selfish desires inhibits the work of Christ in us. Thy will be done, not mine, should always be on our mind. How important it is to consider the words of Jesus, especially those which we say repeatedly in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And remembering the lovely ending, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A slogan used at a celebration of the family held many years ago in the Cathedral at Ely, but one which is important for all who call themselves Christian, was used. And the slogan was, the family that prays together stays together, not just for a family at home, but a family of the church. It's not just for our own benefit that we come together, but so that as one body held in love, we can offer love to the unloved. Not because we have to, but because we want to. We are called to be watchmen and women in a society which seems to be ignoring those who are most vulnerable and who from the majority are not seen because of the blindness of those who could change their lives if they were not so busy protecting their own. And yes, we are commanded to love God and each other, and we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to love and to bring healing and reconciliation wherever it is needed. Be under obligation to no one. The only obligation you have is to love one another. May God guide us in all that we do, and his blessing will be upon us and those we meet and serve in his love. Amen.